An essential and wonderful reminder. A general and universally accepted rule is that the degree to which something that is able to accept the influence of another establishes a bond and unity with some powerful entity that can cast an influence, it is the very degree to which the thing that is being influenced and can take the impress begins to acquire and become dyed in the colors and attributes of the entity casting its influence. Who does not know that when iron is placed in an intensely hot fire, it begins to be affected by the impact of the fire and its properties? I am certain that if the iron was given the ability to speak at that moment, it would say, "Anannar, I am fire." Alternatively, consider the case of the employment of an honest, active, and clever servant of a fair-minded and just ruler. At the time of governing, such an individual is an example of a sort of reflection of his government. Indeed, I believe that to disobey such a subordinate and to rebel against him is in fact to disobey the government. Thus, in the same way, if someone succeeds in establishing a bond with the holy being of Allah the Exalted, the All-Powerful, and if some fortunate individual manages to develop a relationship with the holy being of Allah the Exalted through his strength of faith and virtuous acts, then such a one receives bounties and rewards from the munificence of his Lord in proportion to his level of faith and good deeds, and he becomes a manifestation of the light and blessings of Allah. The beloved personages of the prophets, peace be upon them all, enjoy such proximity and affiliation with the lofty court of the true, holy, and exalted being, that if they love someone, it is only for the sake of the pleasure of Allah the Exalted, and if they become upset with someone, it is only on the account of Allah the Exalted being upset. Their bow is so perfectly aligned with the bow of Allah, that instead of there being two cords of two bows, they appear to be one cord for the two bows. And because the manifestation of divine munificence demands perfect servitude and the highest degree of humility and lowliness, it is the fruit of unshakable sincerity, perseverance, and resolve. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon all the holy noble prophets and their great holy saintly successors till the day of judgment. They are distinguished from the ordinary creatures of God in their servitude to God, sincerity, and perseverance, etc., etc., and enjoy a bond with God that far surpasses all humanity. It is for this reason that they become the recipients of special divine favors, such that it is proclaimed concerning them, "Innal ladhina yubayyi'unaka innama yubayyi'unallah." Surah Al-Fath, chapter 48, verse 11. Verily those who pledge to obey and follow you make a pledge with Allah the Exalted, and upon them descends the discourse and communication from Allah to the degree of their servitude, and it is this which is referred to in the divine revelations as the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, as it is stated in the Noble Quran, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And thus we have revealed to thee the word by our command. Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 53. And this is indeed the topic of unity in Trinity and Trinity in unity, three in one and one in three, which the Christians, failing to understand, fell into the trap of associating partners with Allah. And they failed to understand that when Allah the Exalted raises His holy ones, the prophets, peace be upon them all, for the guidance of the world, then all that they say is, in fact, the word of Allah. To follow them and their word is precisely to follow Allah the Exalted. To believe them and their word is precisely to believe in Allah the Exalted. It is as if they, Allah the Exalted, and the Divine Word are three, yet they are one. And whenever any fortunate soul develops the capacity for the descent of the Holy Spirit by following them, meaning the prophets, to the full extent of his ability through complete submission in the court of Almighty Allah with steadfastness and sincerity, then the perfect divine being bestows the beneficence of the Holy Spirit upon the devotion of this servant. Allahumma ja'alni minal mulhamin as-sadiqin. O our Allah, bless me to be among the recipients of revelation and the truthful.